You could call it the Great Return. During the last century, 6 million African Americans moved north in what's been called the Great Migration. They fled harsh discrimination in the South and sought jobs in places like Chicago and Detroit. Now, many are going back to the South, and especially to Georgia. According to the census, Georgia now has the largest black population of any state, nearly 3 million people. NPR's Alex Kellogg reports from Atlanta.
Happy birthday to you.
On a Sunday in April, the Berryer family gathered, uncles, aunts, sons, and daughters alike, to celebrate a granddaughter's birthday. She'd just turned 3. For the Berryers, nothing is more important than moments like this one. Grandparents Aliska and Wellman Berryer can claim a lot of the credit for that. The pair's 50th wedding anniversary is next year. For them, family remains their top priority.
Every Saturday, my mom still to this day make homemade buttermilk biscuits.
That's Karen Berryer, one of their 4 grown children.
And so we just grew up every weekend and every weekday, our parents cooking breakfast and dinner. And, you know, you take for granted, you think all families grow up like that, and they don't.
The Berryers personify the Great Migration and the gradual return of many black Americans to the South. Aliska and Wellman are from New Orleans. They moved to Milwaukee in 1962. At the time, Aliska was just 18, Wellman 22. She's the descendant of sharecroppers. He grew up one of 10 mouths to feed. Aliska admits that when she headed north, she was terribly naive.
And I picture it to be like California was in the movies. So I was real disappointed when I got there. But after meeting friends and getting a job and everything, it was a little bit better and a little bit easier.
Aliska's husband landed a job working for a railroad company. He worked all the way up, from a helper to an electrician. Like so many migrants north, she landed a job in manufacturing, first at a box-making factory and later at General Motors. But Milwaukee was never a perfect fit. To this day, it remains deeply segregated and thousands of miles from the Berryers' roots in Louisiana. It also has a small black middle class. So when one of their daughters moved from Detroit to suburban Atlanta in 1991, the whole family soon followed. Aliska jokes that her daughter Karen was reluctant.
Karen, she was saying, I don't think I'm going. I think I'm going to pray about it. So I left in May, and she was here in August, right? So, because she said, I don't know what I'm thinking about. All my support group is gone.
By the late 90s, the entire family had migrated to suburban Atlanta. Today, the elder Berryers are retired. She's 67. He's 71. The family now number more than 20 in all, when you include spouses, 12 grandchildren, and, so far at least, 1 great-grandchild. Their motivations were universal. They came for the growing number of jobs, the cheap housing, and yes, the warm weather. But Atlanta's reputation as a mecca for black professionals was also a draw. The Berryer's daughter, Karen, explains.
Go to nice restaurants, go to events and stuff, and you just see so many black people. That wasn't the case in Wisconsin. So that was really, really different, and it was good.
One of Atlanta's nicknames is Black Hollywood, thanks in large part to filmmaker Tyler Perry. It is also home to 2 of the most prestigious black colleges in the country, Morehouse and Spelman. Eric Jones is married to the Berryer's eldest daughter, Trellis. He explains why this made Atlanta a perfect fit.
It wasn't an issue for me to drive around and see a black man driving a Mercedes-Benz. If you saw that in Milwaukee, the first thing you thought of was he was a drug dealer or something like that.
Trellis is a preschool teacher, her husband Eric, a systems analyst. Karen's a surgical technician. Another daughter, Wendy, a stylist. Their only brother, Wellman Berryer Jr., renovates homes.
Grabbing everybody's hand and look him or her in the eye.
The Berryer family is spread across several Atlanta suburbs. But every Sunday, they're side by side in the pews at their church, Faith Christian Center. It's all black, evangelical, and located in Smyrna, a suburb. The church has 4,500 members, and many, like the Berryers, come from up north. In fact, the pastor, the director of administration, the event coordinator, even the church's repairman, all are from Detroit. Alex Kellogg, NPR News.